This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania today, the buzz is fracking. A high-profile environmental pollution case linked to it was settled a while ago, and the details are just now coming out, as Marketplace's Scott Tong tells us from the Sustainability Desk.
In the fracking wars, the secret settlement between driller Range Resources and the Hallowitz family outside Pittsburgh is a defining battle. Now that the case is public, many are underwhelmed. The company paid $750,000, admitting no fault. The family argued that a well or a wastewater pit poisoned their water, but they took the deal and they moved out. Hallowitz family friend Bob Donnan.
You do what you have to for your family. If you have to sign a gag or if you have to take a number that basically just gets you into another house, you do it.
Papers do indicate the Hallowitz's drinking water contained a chemical linked to cancer, acrylonitrile, 30 times the safe level. Environmental chemist Wilma Subra.
It is a carcinogen, a known human cancer-causing agent, and can cause things like lung cancer. The animal studies have indicated that acrylonitrile causes brain and stomach cancer.
Acrylonitrile has been used in fracking. Still, defendant Range Resources says the documents all show that fracking is safe. And while plaintiffs also slam the regulators for being asleep, Pennsylvania's Environment Secretary Michael Crancer says the rules are enforced.
It definitely works well. And I think when you're told that by folks, you need to dig down and find out exactly what they're talking about and ask them to show you specifics.
The drama isn't over. Key settlement documents are still missing from the file, stoking rumors of funny business. And resident Bob Donnan argues the misdeeds are continuing. He says the suspicious wastewater pit by the Hallowitz family was mysteriously emptied, evidence destroyed.
One of the valves was opened up and the water was just allowed to dump on the ground. And that was in the Agape Bible Camp.
Which leaves everyone where they started. Critics still suspicious, and industry declaring itself clean. In Pittsburgh, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.